This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. Big problems for one of Europe's biggest travel hubs. Heathrow Airport in London is closed today after a fire knocked out the power. Stranded passengers are trying to stay positive.
I'll still get home tomorrow, hopefully. It'll just take me an extra day to get back to my wife and my daughter, and they're probably, wishing I would get home already.
Travel consultant Gary Bowerman says look out for a ripple effect.
You haven't just got the passenger issues. You've got the cargo airlines as well, which are obviously having to do the same thing. Reroute, planes will be stationed, or they'll be going to different destinations. And, that's going to impact a lot of different industries.
President Trump made it clear yesterday he wants the Education Department gone. He signed an executive order calling for its dismantling, but says he will protect certain core functions.
Pell Grants, Title I funding, resources for children with disabilities and special needs will be preserved, fully preserved.
More frustrations over the controversial deportation flights to El Salvador. CBS's Nancy Cordes tells us Trump officials wanted to keep the names of the men on those flights a secret.
They say that disclosing operational information about this roundup could jeopardize their ability to fight terrorist organizations. But the judge has given them the option to submit this information under seal to him alone.
Lawyers for the men say they're being denied due process and risk being locked up for life. The BBC's Yolan Nell reports a top Israeli official has been fired.
This is the first time in Israeli history that the government has fired the head of the domestic security agency. This triggered these big anti-government protests. It's really a sign of the deep social split that is now reopening in Israel. Benjamin Netanyahu is saying he's lost trust in Ronen Bar.
A former University of Michigan football coach is facing cybercrime charges. The U.S. Attorney's Office says Matt Weiss hacked student-athlete databases of more than 100 colleges looking for intimate photos. Hayden Garside is a Michigan student.
I definitely like to think the best in people, and hearing that someone has abused their power definitely is upsetting to hear, especially when it comes at the cost of students' information.
The family of Eric and Lyle Menendez are still pushing for them to be resentenced. Anna Marie Baralt is one of their cousins.
We are not going anywhere. We will not stop fighting. We will not stop fighting for Eric and Lyle, for justice, and for the truth.
They held a rally outside the office of the L.A. County District Attorney, urging him to reconsider his opposition, saying the brothers do deserve a second chance. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Prairie School's remarkable run came to an end last night. The team from Racine lost to the top-seeded Bondwell team in the state semifinals of the boys' high school basketball tournament. Racine's chances for a title aren't over. Park plays today, with coverage starting at 1 on WRJN. The Park High School boys basketball team is set to make history as they compete in the state tournament for the first time since 1960. Four buses of fans and 75% of the school staff will be in Madison for the game. If the Panthers win today, they'll play for a state title tomorrow, with the game heard right here on WRJN. A late-night chase last night had Racine police and Racine County Sheriff's deputies working together. Two men were eventually arrested at gunpoint near Franklin Street after leading police on a chase on Lathrop, Taylor, and Washington and several other streets. The chase lasted until spike strips were set out, bringing things to an end. A major Racine revitalization effort gets going in May. That's when construction starts in the Lincoln King neighborhood on 33 new townhomes. The project, set for completion in August of 2026, is part of a broader effort to combat blight and poverty in the area. In addition to the townhomes, there's also that $68 million plan for a new community health center there. You can go deeper on the development and learn more at RacineCountyEye.com. And that Kenosha Quick Trip that's been closed for a long time is back open. The location at the busy Green Bay Road and 52nd Street intersection has reopened their doors after a lengthy remodel. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Badgers beat Montana. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin men's basketball team with a win over the Montana Grizzlies. The final 85-66 in favor of the Badgers. Guard John Blackwell led scoring with 19 points. Stephen Crowell with 18, and asked how he was more aggressive in the second half under the basket.
Credit to my coaches and my teammates for being on me about staying aggressive. Like you said, in the second half, finally got it going a little bit inside, and obviously we knew we had the size advantage.
So the Badgers move on. They play Brigham Young tomorrow night at 6:25 in Cleveland. It's the Marquette Golden Eagles against New Mexico tonight. NBA, the Bucks dominated a shorthanded Lakers team, 118-89. Doc Rivers' reaction to L.A. resting four of their top players, including LeBron and Luka Doncic.
Your only concern is that your guys just keep their focus. They've had a brutal schedule, and so they had the rest guys somewhere. Picking an East Coast team is smarter than picking a West Coast team.
That's the Bucks head coach, Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly to mostly cloudy and breezy today. We'll get to around 56 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest gusting to 35 at times. Could see a few sprinkles by late afternoon, then clearing tonight with a low of 28. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 39. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 31.
All we do is argue. That's it. We was boyfriend and girlfriend, we was happy. Now all we do is argue. You ever argue with a female and in the middle of the argument you no longer feel safe? You know what I'm talking about? Because of her actions, like she might start pacing back and forth real fast, breathing out her nose. You know what my girl do? When she get mad, she start talking in the third person. That's scary as hell, because that's her way of telling me that from this point on, she's not responsible for none of her actions. I'm serious, though. It's like she forget that she real for like 5 minutes. She just start yelling, you know? You know, Kevin, you know what your problem is? See, you don't think Tori crazy, do you? Baby, I thought you was Tori. see, you think she playing, huh? Wait a minute. I got so scared, I start talking to third person. No, Kevin, don't. He don't think she playing. He just don't know where she at. It's dark in here. He can't see her. He don't like this game. He don't want to play this no more.
Oh! There you go, Pork Chops, Sugar Pie Honey. It's that same old song. It's 610, local news, Tablas Hits here at WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining me here on this Friday, the first full day of spring. Now, we can stretch this out. Like, yesterday was the first day of spring. Today's the first full day of spring. This is the first weekend of spring coming up. And then Monday, it's the first start of a new spring week. So we can stretch this. We can keep going with this for a while. But today is the first full day of spring. Thank you for joining me. Hey, coming up a little later on this morning at 7:35, Brett Hoffman's going to be here. We're going to talk about what new movies are out this weekend. We got our tickets for The Godfather playing this weekend at the movies. Now, I know all the dialogue to The Godfather. I can tell you every line. I can tell you every scene. I can tell you everything. But I want to see it on the big screen. I've never seen it on in a movie theater. So that's what we're going to do this weekend. Watch The Godfather on the big screen. And again, it's one of those movies where you recite the lines in your head before they're coming up, because you know they're coming up. It's 6:11, local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN, with Neil Diamond, Sweet Caroline. Looking for increasing cloudiness today with a high near 55. Rain, maybe mixing with snow tonight, lows 27. Sunny Saturday, and looks like rain on Sunday right now, clear in 33.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it. But then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Sweet Caroline, good times never seem so good. I've been inclined to believe there never was, but now I look at the night, don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Touching warm, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Sweet Caroline, good times never seem so good. I've been inclined
Diamond, Sweet Caroline. What a great artist, huh? You know, one of my favorite songs, I'm going to dig this out, Play Me, was one of his songs back in, I think, 1972. Doesn't get a lot of airplay, but I think I may bring it up one of these days. It's 6:15, local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. A woman in Texas hits the lottery, $83.5 million. She did it last month, but they won't pay her because she bought the ticket through an app called Jackpocket. It's one of those, you ever see the ads on TV for these online casinos and stuff? That's how she got it. Now, the rules in Texas say you got to pay cash for the ticket. She didn't pay cash. Officials are looking into whether or not she should actually get the win. She can't be paid off until the investigation is complete. Could you imagine that? $83.5 million and she can't collect it. I don't know what I would sue. You're going to sue somebody. Maybe that company, the online company. Maybe you could sue them, huh? $83.5 million. Woof. And said, no, nah, can't give it to you.
Think I love you, but I wanna know for sure. So come on, hold me tight. I love you.
Major League when I hear that song. The Trogs, Wild Thing. Local news, Tamla Sits at WRJN. It's 6:18. If you can get a brain implant that made you forget your entire workday every day, would you do it? A poll found 10% of Americans said yes, they would. 4% said definitely. Don't even ask again. Of course I'm going to do it. I don't want to forget anything because then I'll come in the next day and do the same job again. Oh, I must have forgot that. I don't want to do that. Hey, it's time for Pete Schwabo. Let's get some entertainment news, huh?
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. Grey's Anatomy star Ellen Pompeo appeared on the Call Her Daddy podcast recently and had a few things to say about the pay discrepancy between men and women in Hollywood. The actress who played the title character on the long-running drama said when the show started, Patrick Dempsey made a lot more money than she did, despite him having 13 failed TV pilots. Pompeo said that she understood why he got the money he got, but that she should have been compensated similarly as the show was named after her character and she worked tirelessly to promote it. Despite the recent death of her husband of almost 60 years, Dolly Parton says she is at peace with his death. The 79-year-old country music icon made a surprise appearance at Dollywood, her first public sighting since husband Carl Thomas Dean's death. Parton says she still misses Dean and loves him dearly, but she's doing better than she thought she would be. Is it just me, or would you want your spouse to say the exact opposite after your passing? For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, Happy 8 Collectibles. Dive into a treasure trove of toys, comics, and everything in between. Every shelf tells a story with vintage action figures, pop culture finds, sports memorabilia, pro wrestling merch, gifts for any occasion. Visit their showrooms on the lower level of Southridge Mall and near entrance G of Gurney Mills Mall. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 gift certificates for just $12. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Craving fresh, flavorful signature subs or chef salads? Lee's Deli has just what you need. You'll find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, Taylor Mart on Taylor Avenue, and now Cristiano Supermarket at 2054 Kearney Avenue. Or visit the shop on Washington Avenue and enjoy a hot sandwich that's fit for a king. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, and more. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? Lee's Deli, for over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
Judge Brad Schimmel sure has a lot of special interest donors. Big drug companies, corporate lobbyists, right-wing billionaires, and extremist groups. Schimmel once claimed that there's nothing wrong with politicians using their office to benefit their own campaign's contributors. And as Attorney General, Schimmel repeatedly took action to put his own campaign donors' interests ahead of Wisconsin residents. He refused to sue the big drug companies responsible for the opioid crisis. He supports a pre-Civil War law to ban abortion. And he sued to overturn the health care law that protects people with pre-existing conditions. Under his watch, fines for corporate polluters dropped to a 30-year low, all while Wisconsinites were left behind. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to watch out for us, not his special interest sponsors. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Listen this Friday on the Civic Media app and WRJN.com for State Boys Basketball semifinal action as Racine Park takes on Cedarburg.
Racine Park 71, Waterford 41. The Park Panthers advance to a state Division II semifinal game.
The winner of Friday's D2 semifinal moves on to Saturday's WIAA State Basketball Championship. Find it on the Civic Media app at WRJN at 1 p.m. Friday or at WRJN.com.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that. Weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
Eric Kermit with the Raspberries go all the way. It's 626, making 627 now at WRJN. Increasing cloud cover today with a high near 55. Rain, maybe snow tonight, lows 27. Sunshine Saturday with a high near 36. Rain mixing with snow on Sunday with a high near 48. Right now it's clear, 33 degrees at Radio Park on the first full day of summer. Hey, listen for details on our next WRJN statewide text to win contest. Lots of fun qualifying prizes every day and a great grand prize, too. Download the Civic Media app right now to play along. It all begins Monday. Details on the way right here on the air and online at WRJN.com. I got a list of the prizes. Just got them a few minutes ago. Just came over. Whoa. The Civic Media people allowed to play? No? Okay. Just checking. All right, March Madness underway. Did you fill out your bracket? 1 in 6 Americans planned to do so this year. It's a lot easier when you know nothing, absolutely nothing about basketball. A poll found the top strategies for filling out brackets include hunches, vibes, and whatever our friends think. They had a couple of, we're going to talk about this with Mike Clemens later on. They had a couple of upsets last night, which really upset the brackets. Whoa. Here's Louis Armstrong. What a Wonderful World.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. Watch them grow, they're like much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Satchmo, Louis Armstrong, What a Wonderful World, Local News, Timeless Hits, at WRJN, right? Oh, yeah. Now, yesterday was Happy International Day of Happiness. The United Nations made it a holiday back in 2012 to promote the idea that happiness is a basic human right. So if you woke up on the wrong side of the bed this morning, you're obviously doing something wrong. It's 6:30. Let's check news in the morning. See what's going on. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Prairie School's remarkable run came to an end last night. The team from Racine lost to the top-seeded Bondwell team in the state semifinals of the boys' high school basketball tournament. Racine's chances for a title aren't over. Park plays today, with coverage starting at 1 on WRJN. The Park High School boys basketball team is set to make history as they compete in the state tournament for the first time since 1960. 4 buses of fans and 75% of the school staff will be in Madison for the game. If the Panthers win today, they'll play for a state title tomorrow, with the game heard right here on WRJN. A late-night chase last night had Racine police and Racine County Sheriff's deputies working together. 2 men were eventually arrested at gunpoint near Franklin Street after leading police on a chase on Lathrop, Taylor, and Washington and several other streets. The chase lasted until spike strips were set out, bringing things to an end. A major Racine revitalization effort gets going in May. That's when construction starts in the Lincoln King neighborhood on 33 new townhomes. The project, set for completion in August of 2026, is part of a broader effort to combat blight and poverty in the area. In addition to the townhomes, there's also that $68 million plan for a new community health center there. You can go deeper on the development and learn more at RacineCountyI.com. And that Kenosha Quick Trip that's been closed for a long time is back open. The location at the busy Green Bay Road and 52nd Street intersection has reopened their doors after a lengthy remodel. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A vivid new report's been released showing just how much of Wisconsin is rural. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Friday. This new report titled The Rural-Urban Balance in Wisconsin was released by the recently formed Rural Policy Institute. Bob Welch is its executive director and explains their goals.
You know, nobody's really looking into rural issues as rural issues. And there's sort of a missing think tank in Wisconsin and maybe in a wider area, quite frankly. We here at the Welch Group, who work with a lot of farm groups, together with Farm Bureau, with the Towns Association and the Rural Electric Co-ops, all sat down and said, you know, what should this look like? And we kind of came up with this idea of the Rural Policy Institute. And again, we're not going to be an advocacy group saying, hey, legislators, vote for something. But we are going to be exploring issues and letting people know what's going on in rural Wisconsin.
Bob Welch, executive director of the Rural Policy Institute. If you're interested in taking a look at the new information about how much of Wisconsin is truly rural, it's all up online. RuralPolicyInstitute.org, also on their LinkedIn account. This is going to be a part of the discussion with lawmakers next week at the annual Ag Day at the Capitol event.
Looking to grow new ideas for your farm? Then visit the WPS Farm Show. For 63 years, farmers have been coming to the show for the latest in farm equipment, services, and technology to boost their business. Don't miss this year's show, filled with ideas to help you grow. Mark your calendar for April 1st through the 3rd at the EAA grounds in Oshkosh. For more information and a full list of exhibitors, visit WisconsinPublicService.com.
Don't let sick calves get you down and drain your profits. Get your calves up and moving with BioVet's Calf Electrolyte. Our base light product contains balanced electrolytes for restoring and maintaining proper fluid levels in scouring calves. Base light also provides additional energy to support recovery. It's easy to mix, and calves are easy to drink it down to the last drop. Learn more about base light at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
And 10 education programs across the state are picking up $500 grants from the Wisconsin Ag in the Classroom program. Beth Schaefer, the executive director, says it's part of their Ag in All Classrooms effort. One example of a project funded includes the Menominee Indian High School in Kashina getting a $500 grant for an indigenous medicine garden. You can see more details on the projects that are funded on our website, MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm PM Yonke.
Partly to mostly cloudy and breezy today. We'll get to around 56 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest gusting to 35 at times. Could see a few sprinkles by late afternoon, then clearing tonight with a low of 28. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 39. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 31.
Individual little private stall actually going to the bathroom. For some reason, either you forgot to lock the door or the lock is gone. People steal these locks all the time. I don't know why. The locks are missing. Perfect stranger opens the door on you. They close it immediately and say, oh, I'm sorry. We always say, it's okay. Because it's scary. If there's no lock on that door, you're so vulnerable at that time. You're so scared someone's going to push the door open on you. If someone had an aerial view of what we look like in there trying to keep the door shut, positions that we have ourselves in, or we have that that little territory cough that we use, scares people away. Because even if there is a lock, there are these idiots who will continue to try to open the door until you say, somebody's in here. Idiot.
What are they thinking? It's just stuck. I know it. Just somebody's shoes they left in there earlier.
Little Michael Jackson there. I want you back. 639 local news, Tablet Hits, WRJN. This is a nightmare. A professor spent two decades collecting 200 fossils that are 380 million years old. He shipped them to a colleague, but the professor's university did not pay the shipping bill, so UPS dumped the packages with the fossils in a landfill in Tennessee, where they'll be remaining there for another 380 million years. Isn't that a nightmare? 20 years collecting fossil bones and they're dumped into a landfill. Ay, I need to get them back. From the Broadway musical Hair, here's Oliver. Good morning, Starshine. Local news, timeless hits here at WRJN.
Good morning, sunshine. There's love in you. good morning, Dasha. So happy.
Good morning, Starshine. A lot of great songs came from the Broadway musical Hair, didn't they? Wow, there's like five or six hit songs came from that musical. All right, tonight, get ready. The number one Park Panthers take on Cedarburg. And they're going to play that game tonight on WRJN. Actually, this afternoon on WRJN, beginning at 1 p.m. The tip-off is at 1:35, but pregame with Dick Graceffa starts at 1 o'clock this afternoon. And the winner of this game we'll go on to the championship game on Saturday on WRJN. So if Park wins, you'll hear the game Saturday on WRJN. Here are some of the great sponsors that support our local teams and hope you'll join them in cheering them on to a championship. Lee's Deli, serving up tasty rewards and Racine's best sandwiches for over 50 years. Studebaker's Food and Fuel, Highway 31 and Spring Street, where fast meets fantastic. Easy Mobility Solutions, Southeast Wisconsin's trusted source for power mobility. We've got the high school basketball playoffs right here on WRJN. So we'll be cheering on Park as they take on Cedarburg this afternoon, 1 o'clock on WRJN. All right, people are scared enough to go to the dentist these days. The police in New York just discovered a woman who was allegedly working as a fake dentist for 8 years. I don't know about you, but I always check those diplomas on the wall before any drilling begins. We check those. Don't start the drill till I verify that you graduated from that university, right? It's clear. 33 degrees now at Radio Park with Billy Joe Royal.
Down in the boondocks. And I
down in the boondocks, Village Arroyo. Local news, Tamla's hits here at WRJN. Are you one of those people, responsible adults, who gets back to zero unread emails each day? Or is your inbox full of them? A new study found letting it stay cluttered like that might be affecting you, your mental health, and more than you realize. It found people who let emails build up or use the inbox like a to-do list, that could be a problem when it comes to something like reminding you to pay a bill. They found that a cluttered inbox can leave you feeling flustered, disorganized, and it also could be costing you hundreds of dollars a year in things like unnecessary late fees. Now, do I leave my box full? I check all the emails, but for some reason, I leave them in there. I don't know why. I'm just lazy. But I do read them as soon as they come in because I don't want any late fees. So I do check them all the time, but it is just full of unnecessary emails that are still in there that I looked at. I deleted some of them, but I'm just too lazy to go through it. One day I'll hit delete all. That'll be the end of it. 6:48, local news. Tablet hits at WRJN.
Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, and hot sandwiches. Ferraro's in Racine has your lunch and dinner cravings covered. March's pizza of the month is pure Irish luck. Introducing the corned beef pizza. Baked to perfection with a golden olive oil base, it's loaded with tender corned beef, tangy sauerkraut, hearty white potatoes, and melty Swiss cheese. Only available for a limited time, so grab one before it's gone. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Hi, this is Mike, your CBD store in Racine. We're excited to introduce Nero Water Soluble CBD, the innovative way to experience faster, more effective relief for managing stress, pain, neurological issues, or just want to boost your overall wellness. Nero Water Soluble CBD absorbs quickly, delivers results within 5 to 10 minutes. We offer expert advice, friendly service, and a full range of high-quality CBD products. Your CBD store, Racine, wellness that works, on the corner of 31 and Spring Street. Let us help change your life one drop at a time.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And all this week, O&H is featuring their famous Mediterranean apricot kringle. An early spring favorite, this delicious kringle has brightly tart Mediterranean apricots folded into O&H's fabulous flaky pastry. It's a sensational flavor experience, so do pick one up this week. Enjoy oven fresh, scratch-made Danish delights from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Listen this Friday on the Civic Media app and WRJN.com for State Boys Basketball semifinal action as Racine Park takes on Cedarburg.
Racine Park 71, Waterford 41. The Park Panthers advance to a state Division II semifinal game.
The winner of Friday's D2 semifinal moves on to Saturday's WIAA State Basketball Championship. Find it on the Civic Media app at WRJN at 1 p.m. Friday or at WRJN.com.
My baby loves love, and she's got what it takes, and she knows.
telephone to ring. No more lonely days, my baby's taking care of everything. I'm telling you, people, he loves her. My baby loves love, but she's got what it takes, and she knows how to use it. My baby loves her.
White Plains, my baby loves loving. It's 6:54, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Well, here's a nightmare. A real estate agent accidentally burned down a multi-million dollar property to the ground, by the way, while preparing for an open house. She tossed some blankets above a shelf, turned on a lamp above that, and ignited the bedding. The company she worked for is now on the hook to pay damages for both the homeowner and the renters who lost all those belongings in the fire. Whoa. That's a nightmare. Yeah. Hey, beginning Monday, we've got something for you here. Yeah, it's back, the Text to Win contest. Listen for details on our next WRJN statewide Text to Win contest. Lots of fun qualifying prizes every day and a great grand prize. Download the Civic Media app right now so you're ready and you can play along. Details on the way, on the air, online too at WRJN.com. It begins Monday, 7 a.m., right here with me. You know what they did a few minutes ago? They gave me the list of prizes. Ooh, I know what they are. They're good, too. We got everything in there. Wow, you're going to love this game. Text to Win begins Monday at 7 a.m. right here on WRJN. Whoa. There's several times for you to win all day long. Yeah, so you don't have to worry if you miss the morning one. You got the middays. You got afternoons. We're all set for you. 6:56, local news, timeless hit, CCR, up around the bend.
There's a place up ahead and I'm going, just as fast as my feet can fly. Come away, and get going, leave the sinking ship behind. Come on, the rising wind, we're going up around the bend.
Get while the getting's good. Get your
big of Creedence up around the band. 6:58 local news, timeless hits at WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. We begin with a major travel disruption out of London as Heathrow Airport is shut down due to a fire that knocked out its power. Passengers are stranded.
I might be here another day, actually. Not the worst thing in the world. This is my favorite city, but I need to be home.
And the BBC's Nick Marsh says the fire is out, but the airport will remain closed, which is causing travel nightmares.
A closure of a few hours is massively disruptive to any airport around the world, but a closure of nearly an entire day, around 18 hours, that's very, very rare, and that causes huge, huge amounts of disruption that's going to go on for the next few days.
There's an investigation into how a Southwest Airlines plane tried to take off from the wrong spot. CBS's Christopher Cruz with what happened.
The crew had begun its takeoff roll on the taxiway after they mistook the surface for the nearby runway. Air traffic controllers canceled the flight's clearance before the pilot could take off. No injuries were reported, and passengers were put on another aircraft for their flight to Albany, New York.
The NTSB wants dozens of bridges across the country checked out for safety following the collapse of the Key Bridge in Baltimore last year. Transportation correspondent Chris Van Cleve reports.
The 68 bridges are in 19 states. Landmarks like the Brooklyn Bridge, Maryland's Chesapeake Bay Bridge, and the Golden Gate Bridge. Cargo ships have quadrupled in size over the last 45 years, far beyond what many bridges were designed to handle.
More cuts to federal agencies. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth announced $580 million in contracts and grants are being canceled at the DOD.
The cuts, according to the Pentagon, related to human resources software, some outside consulting, and grants paying for diversity efforts and fighting the impacts of climate change.
Jared Hill reports that Hegseth will be meeting with President Trump at the White House later this morning. Elon Musk is also set to visit the Pentagon this afternoon. Over a dozen wildfires are burning in South Florida. Larry Seward is with CBS News Miami and says crews are working to control one blaze that's blocking a big highway.
They spray water on trees, leaves, and grass, working to keep the only open road in and out of the Florida Keys passable. Near Florida City, fencing still smolders after flames